Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9. Lady Eagles in conference play at Mountain Grove to take on the Lady Panthers. And we are in the, well, what a, this is such a beautiful gym.
It is.
Alongside Tyler Chowning with the live video stream, Ricky Smith. So, I believe the Lady Panthers are 13 or 14 and 0.
Yeah.
And the Lady Eagles,
4-5.
Yeah, they kind of they're flirting with 500. Starting for Mountain Grove, we'll see Sadie Shover, Stella Benson, Rayleigh Stencil, Rowan Kelly, and Landry Golden. For the Liberty Eagles, we'll see Corey Lynn, Addie Rutledge, Ella Phipps, Hadley Chowning, and Ashlyn Henry. This Lady Panther team, man, they've been hot. Talked to Coach Mallow and got a little bit of stats from him. He said that as a team, they're shooting 37% on the year from behind the three-point line.
Yeah, they can fill it up. They've got great athletes. I mean, you've got the SCA Player of the Year on the volleyball side in Rayleigh Stenzel.
Yeah.
She's kind of leading the charge here for the Mountain Grove Panthers. I mean, the Panthers, from top to bottom, have been. I mean, they've got a really, really athletic roster, and Coach Mallow's done a fabulous job with them this year.
Well, and they got size.
They do.
You know.
They've got some 5'10", 5'11" kids. Two girls that's 5'10", 5'11", 5'9"s. I mean, the Stenzel girls, 5'9", and can jump out of the gym.
Right. And quick. I mean, they've got the what we will see out of Mountain Grove is a lot of pressure. They're creating 25 turnovers a game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Adley is she's going to be tired after tonight. I'm just saying. She's going to be tired. So we're about ready to get this underway. And thank you to our sponsors. Tip is up, and it's going to be controlled by Liberty. Chowning gathers it up. Man-to-man defense. She'll drive into the baseline, pull it back out. Crossover, takes it up. Off backboard, no good. And the rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Now they're going to push it down the floor. Liberty did a good job. Phipps getting back on defense. Shot put up, no good. And loose ball. Phipps had it, then loses it. Here's a three. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Chowning. Crossing the timeline at the wing. Phipps catches. She'll skip past it across. Here's a good look at three, and it's good.
Addie Rutledge. It's good to see Addie back. She's been sick for the first half of this season, and she's kind of the missing piece Liberty was looking for here.
Turnover by the Lady Panthers, so it'll be Liberty basketball on the sideline across from their bench. Now here's where we're going to see the pressure. They bring it in to Chowning. Who's he picked up by?
Stenzel.
Stenzel.
Yeah, Hadley and Rayleigh are old buddies. So.
She's going to take it in off the glass. There's two. So the Lady Eagles are up 5-0. And we got a timeout by Coach Mallow. So a 5-0 start, 6:48 to go. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Come to the NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender, not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle.
All right, welcome back. Lady Panthers bring it down the floor. Foul, that's going to be on Ashlyn Henry, her first. And Sadie Sherber will be at the line. First free throw's no good. So checking in for Liberty, number 11. Who's number 11 here? Ellett.
Yeah, it's Delaney.
Second one is no good, and Mountain Grove comes up with the rebound. They get it inside. They kick it out to the baseline, back to the wing. Here's a three off the mark, no good, tipped, and rebound controlled by Fitz. County on the far side, kicks it to the middle of the floor, kicks it to the wing to Rutledge. Rutledge out top. Crossover, takes it in, one-hand floater, good!
Good move, Addy.
5 points for Rutledge. Lady Eagles up, loose basketball, Rutledge with a steal. Brings it to Chowning, Chowning skips it across, Phipps for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, but then taken away by Mountain Grove. Golden strips it away, driving all the way down the floor. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken by Lynn. Off to Ellett. Ellett tosses it to Rutledge. Rutledge for three more. Good! 10-0, Lady Eagles. And another timeout by the Lady Panthers. We'll take another 30-second timeout. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
And Mount Grove basketball, they'll bring it in on the sideline, and we got a reach-in foul on Liberty. That's going to be on Corey Lynn. Team foul number two, that's the first foul on Lynn. And the Lady Panthers will inbound on their baseline. Into the corner, now to the wing. Back into the corner, here's a three, it's up, and no good. Rebound taken by Ellett. Ellett gets it to Chowning. Chowning splits the double team. Little juke jive. Oh, great pass. Loose basketball. Liberty can't hang up, can't hang on to it, and they turn it over. That was a really good pass. I think it caught
Ellett. Yeah, Corey caught Corey by surprise there.
Both teams extending their defense the length of the floor. Mountain Grove with the basketball. They trail 10-0. Stenzel out top, works against Rutledge. She'll dish it off, top of the key. Stenzel gets it right back. Now they bring it underneath. It's a takeaway. And they'll get it to Chowning. Chowning is going to take it down the floor on the right side. Kicks it inside. Two more for Corey Lynn. That one she didn't drop.
No, sir.
12-0, Lady Eagles. Stenzel at the wing. Rolls it out top, a deep three, up the rim, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Phipps to Chowning. Chowning, uh-oh. Hadley tried to give it back to Phipps, and that's going to result in Stenzel with a bucket. 12-2. Kicks to the wing. Another three by Rutledge, off the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to be pulled down by Kelly. Kelly to Stenzel. Working out top to the wing. It's caught by Kelly. So they go inside, and it's a loose ball picked up by Mountain Grove and put in by Kelly. We got a whistle.
Yeah, it was a warning. One of the girls hit the ball after they made it, knocked it plumb off the floor there. So,
checking out is Lynn, back in is Henry for Liberty. You know, Lynn has been able to get open down low. I kind of like that.
The amount of ball pressure they've got on Hadley up high, she's able to kind of break it down, and the help defense has to come, and Corey's standing there wide open.
Rutledge at the wing, out top to Phipps, back to Chowning. Chowning will use the dribble, takes it to the left, now zips it inside to Phipps, off the back of the rim, no good. Stenzel comes up with it. She'll take it all the way down the floor, blocked by Chowning, picked up by Rutledge, and a walk. Liberty. Stenzel will inbound on the baseline for the Lady Panthers. And checking in is Tharp, Jaylee Tharp.
Going to give Ella Phipps a little breather here. 2:28 to go in the first.
Inbound, and then Stenzel gets it right back. Front of the rim, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Golden. Golden goes up. She's fouled. She'll shoot two from the line. That's team foul number three for Liberty.
Looks like Liberty has canceled school tomorrow.
Yeah, that's two on Ashlyn Henry. I know Licking has already called school.
Yeah.
First one's good. Yeah, old man Winter's going to show up. He's going to expose himself.
Probably before we get out of here this evening.
I think it's probably going to hit about 8 o'clock. Sometime in that time frame. Second free throw's up, no good. Rebound taken by Lynn. Lynn gets it to Chowning. Chowning now with the double team. Nice screen set by Lynn. Chowning's going to take it down the floor. She's got one man to beat. Kicks it off. Eight-footer goes up. No good. Loose ball, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Mountain Grove. Now, the Liberty Legends shootout is Saturday. The Fox 96.9, we were having a little power issue. I mean, we're broadcasting on it right now, but if the shootout takes place, all those games will air on KUKU 100.3. Shot put up by Mountain Grove, no good. And the rebound taken by Phipps. Uh-oh. Ooh, Liberty caught a break. Phipps spins it over to Tharp. Chowning, skip pass. Uh-oh, Phipps wide open. Get in there. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Up for the shot is Rutledge. No good. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Liberty. Or excuse me, that was Ellett with that shot. Rutledge checks back in. Also checking back in, 22, Shelby Holt. Well, Liberty plays a lot of players.
They do.
On the baseline, Phipps will bring it in with 1:33 to go. 12-5 is your score. Liberty. Out top, caught by Chowning. She's being guarded out top by Stencil. All the way up and in, two for Adley Chowning. She's got four, and it's a 14-5 ball game. Liberty. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Schober. Stencil. Back to Schober. Here's a three, and it's no good. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Checking in is Virtue for Mountain Grove, number two. Kaylee Virtue.
Daughter of Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good buddy of mine.
Chowning out top with just under a minute to go, 14-5. Lady Eagles. Oh, inside. There she was. Couldn't hang on to it. Liberty turnover. So it's Mountain Grove basketball. Lady Eagles extend their defense. Panthers are able to break the press. They pick it up. They get it inside. And two for Golden. Landry with 3 points.
And a quick foul there by Mountain Grove.
That's just their first.
Number 11.
Benson. Stella Benson. That's team foul number one. So Mount Grove will back up on their pressure. So now what are we doing here? Official going to the scorer's table. Um, 14-7 is the score.
Yeah, that's
what they
fixed. Yeah, they were adjusting that.
32 seconds to go in the first. 14-7 Liberty. Chowning. Out top. Spins it to Rutledge. Rutledge back to Chowning. Oh, I thought she was going to pull the trigger there, Tyler.
Oh. Oh.
Chowning out top now down to 12 seconds. Going to have to make a move. It's time. 10 seconds. Down to 6. Now 5, 4, 3. Phipps for three. Good at the buzzer. Ella Phipps. And the Lady Eagles lead 17-7 after one. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
And welcome back. 17-7, Lady Eagles.
That was a big, big possession to end the quarter on right
oh,
there.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't sure we was going to get shot off.
All right, Lady Eagles get the basketball and start the second. Chowning to Rutledge. Out top, Phipps. Back off to Chowning on the right side. Rutledge catches out top. She'll back up. She'll, slapped away. Telegraph.
Oh,
last touch by Liberty.
don't like that call. Fifth turnover by Liberty.
Well, that right there, I think Hadley was looking to go.
Yeah, she was.
And was
she
wanting the ball inside, not outside.
She was not expecting that pass.
Now Coach Smith is like, are you sure? That was off. And it was.
Challenge flag.
Challenge flag.
Where's it at?
Lady Panther basketball. Stencil gets it to Kelly. Back to Stencil. Kelly catches. Drives baseline. Gets it inside to Golden. She gets two more.
Good move. She's kind of been their go-to right here in this first half.
Yeah, she's got five. 17-9, just underway here in the second. Walk. That's going to be on Ellis. That's turnover number five. Big games right here, you know, conference games.
I was telling Hadley last night, or today, it's like, everybody's 0-0. I don't care what your record is.
Yeah.
It's conference play starts today.
Inside, up, no good, tipped, and it's going to be a loose ball, but Mount Grove gathers it up. And another loose ball on the floor, inside,
block.
It'll stay with Mountain Grove. Yeah, I mean, a basketball season is like, there's three parts. There's your out-of-conference, your conference, and your district. Block shot picked up by Lynn. Long pass to Chowning underneath. Has to back it out. Knocked away. It'll stay with Liberty. That's a good idea, you know.
Yeah, it just needs to be about 10 feet
to the left.
Yeah.
Liberty tosses in on the baseline, tips, brings it out top to Chowning. Chowning works on the right side, brings it out between the circles, finds Tharp. Tharp to Phipps. Phipps pulls up for three, and it's good.
Big bucket. Big bucket.
20-9, Lady Eagles. Stencil in the corner has to give it up. Toss it inside. Underneath, up and in for two is Chover. 5:57 to go in the half. 20-11. Hadley Chowning. Picked up by Stencil. Works it to the right side to Tharp. Tharp tosses in the corner to Chowning. She's going to shoot the three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty and put up and in. Was that Tharp?
Yeah, Jaylee with the big offensive rebound and putback.
Stencil for the Lady Panthers. They work it inside to Golden. She goes up for two more. She's got 7 points now. 22-13. Liberty, 5:10 to go in the half. Hadley Chowning works over to the right side. She likes to start over there on the right, doesn't she?
Yeah, she likes that to get that offense started.
Drive, shot up and in. Chowning, two more. She's gotten six. 24-13, Lady Eagles. Stencil. Chover. She takes it up and in for two.
Tough shot.
Yeah, now Lady Panthers,
they're kind of getting a rhythm here.
Sneaking up on the halfway mark in the second. Chowning out top. Now flashing. Lynn comes out top. She'll set a screen. Chowning's going to take it inside. Kicks it to the baseline. Tharp. Jump shot, no good. Phipps with the rebound. The putback won't go, and it's going to be picked up by Mountain Grove. Stencil, top of the key, has it knocked away by Tharp. She gathers it back up. Talk about a volleyball player.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, she is. I think she's a Missouri State
Volleyball Player of the Year.
Yeah,
but I, she's committed.
Oh, to Missouri
yeah,
State.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
committed to play at Missouri State.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Missouri's. I mean, she led the nation in kills this year.
Yes, that's a foul on Lynn. That's her
second.
And Landry Golden back to the line. She makes the first one.
You got Rutledge and Henry back in for Lynn and Ellis. So Rayleigh Stenzel comes out for the Panthers.
Second one is good. Now, there may or may not be a JV game.
Yeah, weather depending.
Right. This game was supposed to have been played. Well, no, it was supposed to be played tonight.
Tonight, but they just moved it from
yeah.
7 to
up to
5.
Phipps to Chowning at the left wing. She'll work it to the right side. Oh, nice roll inside. Count it 2 for Ashlyn Henry. 26-17, Lady Panthers. Here's a walk. And I've got that as their fourth turnover.
I got that same.
Phipps will inbound. She'll toss it to Hadley, 26-17, 3:15 to go in the half. Chowning out top between the circles, gets it to Rutledge. Rutledge to Phipps. Phipps gets some separation. Uh-oh.
That's going to be a foul on Rayleigh Stenzel.
Yep. That was a forced shot, so Rayleigh kind of bailed Ella out there.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to give Ella 2 shots here.
3 minutes to go in the half. First free throw is good. She'll get another. And it is up, and it is good.
A sideline break here by the Panthers.
Out top. Uh-oh, loose ball. Lady Eagles get a takeaway. Phipps.
Hold up.
Yep, gets it to Chowning. Chowning works the right side. Tosses it out. Tharp. Oh, I'm not sure.
I think it was deflected, and in her hand, she kind of pushed
yeah.
it, tried to get the shot back, but.
Ooh! I was kind of, boy, that'd have been
a big.
Big bucket
yeah.
to, you know.
That position right there, if we could have cashed in on one. 11-point lead, 2:35 left in the half.
Lady Panthers with the basketball. They'll work it inside to Stenzel. Stenzel to the wing. Here's a 3. Count it. Rowan Kelly. It's the tray. That's her first.
Yeah, that's Mountain Grove is 1 of 6 from the 3 line.
And now it's an 8-point ball game. Chowning to Henry. Henry goes up as it blocked. And here come the Panthers. That's a charge. Yep. Now, some people will argue that because of how deep.
Yeah. But I mean, you also got to take into effect the control, body control of the offensive
right.
player. She was kind of spinning as she came into Hadley there, which got her in goal.
Under 2 minutes to go in the half. It's an 8-point ball game, 28-20. Liberty with the lead. Chowning on the right side. Looks for a lane. 8-footer. Good. And a timeout with 1:47 to go. We'll take a timeout as well. 30 seconds. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. 30-20, Lady Eagles. Now, is this opening up SBA play?
Yes, this Yeah, this is first SCA game of the year.
And it's pretty much all conference here on out. I mean, now Saturday, there's Sumner.
And we've got a couple, McDonald County. We got a couple thrown in there that are not conference. But, yeah, we're kind of like what you were saying. You know, you break the season down into three parts, but you can actually break it more because you've got, once the conference stuff starts, then it's a whole, I don't care what your record is.
Oh, yeah. All right, it's Mountain Grove Lady Panthers with the basketball, and Shelber. Here's a three by Stencil, in and out, no good, and Liberty gets the rebound, Rutledge, and almost throws it away. Again, you got to,
just settle down.
Settle down just a little bit. I mean, they get it. They want to find Hadley so quick, and I get that, but you know what? Mountain Grove knows. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
So just give it a second. Look, observe where you're at. Chowning with the drive. The floater goes up. No good. And it's going to be a rebound taken by the Panthers. Stencil with the defense. Now at the other end, Shover. Stencil. Tip. Loose. Oh, don't give up on it, Ashland. Panthers regain. They throw a three up. It's no good. Rebound Phipps. Phipps will clear it out. Gets it to Chowning. Chowning for three. It's good. Looks like Pops right there. 33-20. 25 seconds to go. Stencil to answer with a three. Up, no good. Oh, that's over the back. No call, rebound, put back, good. 33-22, 10 seconds and counting to go. Liberty walking it down the floor, down to five. Another three is up, and it's off the mark.
Boy, it looked good.
It did.
It sure looked good.
So, after the half, Liberty 33, Mountain Grove 22. Well, I'm surprised.
Hey, yeah, there's this, I think the conference aspect of this has really lit a fire in this Liberty team. Of course, I've watched all the games.
Is this the team that needs to show up every
night?
This
is the team that needs to show up.
Yeah.
Because this is the team that we had last year, the second half run that we had.
Right.
This is the Liberty team that we got to see in that historic Liberty run that won the first girls district in school history.
Didn't get coach of the year, player of the year.
I
promise there will be more discussion on that.
Yeah,
because that was not highway robbery. That was like Den of Thieves.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
All right, hey, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. 96.9
the Fox.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. And, Tyler, what do you got on the boards and stuff?
On the rebounds, Phipps leads Liberty. She's got four rebounds. Corey Lynn with three. Corey has two blocks. Hadley has one rebound, one assist. The three-point ball right now is the difference maker in this ball game. Liberty right now is 5 of 8 from the three-point line, where Mountain Grove is 1 of 7.
We just need seven more.
Yep.
Going through the scoring for Mountain Grove's Sadie Shover with four. Riley Stenzel with two. Rowan Kelly with five. Landry Golden, the post player, she's got 11.
Yeah, she's the X factor right now
for
the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. They've turned it. I've got five turnovers for Mountain Grove. They scored 7 in the first, 15 in the second. For Liberty, Jaylee Tharp with 2, Corey Lynn with 2, Addie Rutledge with 8, Ella Phipps with 8, Adley Chowning with 11, Ashlyn Henry with 2. Lady Eagles scored 17 in the first, 16 in the second, and they have 5 turnovers.
Solid first half.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And you know, even the scorebook, it's solid. You know, you've got 11, 8, 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's her. But 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11, 8, 8.
Yeah. So you got 6 players in the scorebook for Liberty. And, I mean, it's but there's a lot of basketball to be played, and you're on the road.
At Mountain Grove.
At Mountain Grove. You know, you're up 11. That can change very quickly. But, you know, you just got to keep your foot on the gas.
Yep. Yeah, come out with the same energy you went in.
Yeah.
Cause, I mean, this we've seen it, you know, especially on the boys' side this year, that there's such a difference. You know, it's two different ball games.
I think it surprised Mountain Grove a little bit that Liberty picked them up full court.
Yeah, yeah, the pressure kind of picked them up or kind of threw them off a little bit. And then also, you know, getting positive points from Rutledge that,
hey, yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, she hasn't played but one game this year. This is her second game of the year.
Yeah.
So for have her to come in and just jump right in this thing, and, I mean, she scored the first 5 points of the game. And
2 threes.
Yeah. So her first 6 points. So, yeah, she's a big addition that we've been missing here the first half of this season.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Good evening, everybody. Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Hope you're all ready for snow. Looks like most of you out there are going to be getting at least a little bit. But those of you who are south of the Missouri border and those of us who are in the Hale County and Oregon County areas may see upwards of 3 to 5 inches, possibly more depending. Tonight's temperature 27 degrees, tomorrow a high of 34 and a low of 22. Make sure you're prepped for snow.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, welcome back as we get ready for the second half. Mountain Grove will get the basketball. And out top, Sadie Chover. She ends it up. She gets it right back into the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. And it's going to be controlled by Liberty. Counting catches. Dishes into the corner. Phipps for three. In and out. No good. And the rebound, Lynn. Nice job, Lynn. Chowning, Hadley for three. That's up. It's no good. And Lynn gets another rebound. Goes up. Oh, gave up on it too quick. Picked up by Mountain Grove. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Oh, slip and fall. Pull up jump shot. Good. That's Benson.
Knock it down.
Here's Fitz for three. Up, no good. Mount Grove with the rebound. Chowning almost gets a takeaway. It'll stay with Mount Grove.
Yeah, I think we're got to get out of in love with that three ball and get a good look.
Yeah.
Get some positive things going here.
Stencil hits the three.
Because that right there is going to change the game if Mountain Grove.
Yeah. Well, it's a 6-point ball game. Timeout. As Mount Grove's on a 5-0 run, Liberty wants to talk things over. We're back in 30 seconds. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right
Liberty basketball. Channing will inbound, 6:40 on the clock here in the third. 6-point ball game. They get it to Henry. Henry hands it to Channing. Channing's going to go baseline. Well, no, they're going to call a charge. That's Hadley's first. Now, if you're Liberty, you need to stop. You got to stop the momentum here. The Eagles keep their pressure up. Stencil throws one away. So Liberty gets the stop. And now you need a bucket. Need a good look.
Need a good look. Get a good finish here. It's kind of like what we were talking about. They've fallen back into a zone. Kind of a matchup zone.
Well, that looks like they're still
man. Yeah, they're still man.
But now Stencil's not on Hadley. Hadley drives. She's fouled. She'll shoot two from the line. Shooting two, the foul.
Foul on Golden.
Is it? No.
I think it's 21.
Oh, okay, yeah. First one, no good. .607 on the clock. Second one is up, and that one's no good. Mountain Grove with the basketball, chipping away at the Lady Eagle lead. In the corner, back to the wing.
Mountain Grove on a 5-0 run to start this second half.
Stencil with a look at three, up no good, and over the back. That's going to be on Chover. Liberty basketball.
Delaney Ellett coming in for Corey Lynn.
Need a bucket.
Need a good possession.
Counting out top. Works it to the left to Rutledge. Out top to Phipps. Back to Rutledge at the left wing. She'll dish it off. Now feeds it to Phipps. Phipps goes up. Shot's blocked. And the putback. Rebound Liberty. That shot's no good. Phipps gets it. Puts it up. That's blocked and picked up by Stencil. Well, Liberty's having a tough time finding a look. Mountain Grove works it around the perimeter. Now on the left side. Brings it back out top. Right wing. Here's a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Put up no good. Chober will go to the line, shoot two. Ashlyn Henry picks up her third. That's going to get Lynn back into the ball game. First one is good. 6-0 run now. Score looks a lot different. Second one is good. She makes them both.
They started the second half like we started the first half.
Yeah. It's a 4-point ball game. Liberty with the basketball. Counting. Phipps for three. That's going to be off to the left. Liberty gets the rebound. Counting. Back to Phipps. And she walks. Liberty still scoreless here in the third. That's
kind of self-induced turnovers.
Yeah. Mountain Grove. Stencil in the corner to Golden. Golden back to Stencil in the corner for three. Shot up. No good, and Lynn gets the rebound, and she's fouled. And that's going to be on Stella Benson. That's her second. Well, the one thing, the Panthers, they're not pressing Liberty anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
They're just picking them up in the half court. All right, halfway through the third, Lady Eagles looking for their first point in this third. Rutledge. To Chowney. Chowney on the baseline. Gets it to Lynn. Lynn back to Chowney. Ooh. Back now to Lynn. Off the bank. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. That's no good. Tip. And Liberty comes up with it. Chowney now resets. Leans in the floater. No good. Rebound taken by Schober. The Stencil. Opposite corner. Here's a three. Up no good. Rebound taken by Panthers. Top of the key. Another three. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. They get it inside. And a foul.
Looks like they're going to get Delaney Elliott on that one.
Three, 10 to go. 33-29. Phipps comes in for Tharp. Tip out of bounds. It'll stay with Mountain Grove.
Whew.
That's close.
That should have been a Liberty ball there.
That was close. Mountain Grove will bring it in at the end of their bench. They get it. Schober. Stencil goes baseline. Dishes it off inside. Up no good. Foul. Mountain Grove will shoot two. Landry Golden.
Got Hadley on that foul.
That's her second. First one's no good. Second one is on the way. It's up and it is good.
Still an 8-0 run here.
And it's a 3-point ball game. Liberty looking for their first bucket of the third. Chowney finds a lane. Drive. Scoop shot. Good. 5-point ball game. Liberty. Stencil for three. Off the rim. No good. Put back. No good. And a rebound. And put back. Good for Landry Golden. Well, they're really hitting it hard. Chowney, Rutledge walks.
No, we got a timeout.
Oh, got a timeout. Well, she walked.
She did walk.
We'll keep it here.
We got the timeout before.
So we are live video streaming, and again, tomorrow night, boys basketball. At Licking, weather permitting. And then Saturday is the Liberty Legends shootout.
That's going to be a great day of basketball. If the weather doesn't affect something.
Right, right.
But I mean.
And those games will be on KUKU Saturday.
Okay. The matchups we've got there that night, I mean, we've got the Chadwick bunker game.
Yeah.
You know, there's people counting that being champion, the state championship.
A Final Four.
Yeah. A Final Four type of matchup. And that'll be the game right before Liberty plays.
Marshfield.
Yeah, we play Marshfield. So, girls play Sumner early in the day. So, we'll have a full day of it.
Rutledge with the basketball out top. Uses the dribble now. Oh, she's got some separation from the elbow. Off the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Reset. Now spots up for three, and it's good.
That was a biggie.
That was big. Here's the drive shot. Put up and in at the other end by Schober. 1:40 to go in the third. 38-34, Liberty. Chowney to Rutledge. back to Chowning. Chowning will reset. Rutledge moves down to the post. Also Fitz. Now she'll pop out to the wing, catches. Lynn posted. Oh, there she was. Rutledge. Six-footer up, no good. Stencil with the rebound. Off to Schober. And foul. That's going to be on that Lynn.
Rutledge.
Rutledge. It's her first. Team foul number five at the line is Sadie Schober. Shooting two. First one's good. Second one is up, and it's no good. And foul on Mountain Grove with the rebound, Lynn. That may be on Stencil. I think it is.
That's 12.
Yeah, her second.
Yep. Corey having a good night on the boards. That's her ninth rebound already.
38-35, Liberty. 50 seconds to go. Chowning works it to the right wing. Out top, Phipps for three. Oh, off the rim, no good. And here comes Stencil on the fast break. And a charge.
Oh, he called a block on that.
That's Hadley's third. And that'll put Stencil at the line shooting two. I know it's a charge.
Should have been.
First one's no good. 23 checking in. That is Morgan Smith for Liberty.
Going to give Hadley a blow here before the fourth.
Second one's good. It's a two-point ball game. So Rutledge back to Smith. Now, so they're telling to go after Smith. Eight-footer, in and out, no good. Liberty with the rebound. Lynn gets the put back. That was a big bucket.
That was big.
10 seconds. Stencil gets it to the wing. Back to Stencil for three. In and out, no good. Liberty with the rebound. At half court, no shot. But Liberty hangs on to the lead, 40-36 after three. We'll take a 60-second timeout, come back with the fourth. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
All right, Liberty Basketball to start the fourth. 40-36, Liberty. Phipps brings it in to Chowning. Chowning at the left wing. Looks for a lane, pulls up from 8 foot. Good. 15 for Hadley. At the other end. Riley Stencil gets it to Schover. Off to Benson. Back out top. Skip pass now. Inside, taken away by Liberty. Eagles on the fast break with Rutledge. Goes up, shot fake. Oh, can't get it to go and loses it. Panthers now on a fast break. Up and won't fall. Rebound going to be controlled by Mountain Grove. Oh, Liberty had a great opportunity. Tipped basketball. It's going to be controlled by the Panthers. Panthers will reset out top. High post stencil in the corner. Here's a three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. Here's another three. That's good. Gilbert. 42-39. Challenging for the Lady Eagles out top. Shot fake, drive, shoot, score. Back-to-back buckets for Hadley. 44-39, Liberty. Mountain Grove to the wing. Here's a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. They get it inside. Shot is up. In and the foul. Landry Golden.
You got Delaney Elliott on the foul there.
16 for Golden. Old-fashioned three is good. She's been a problem.
She has been. Liberty has not been able to account for her this whole ballgame.
44-42, 5:55 to go in the fourth. Liberty. Fifth. Back to Chowning at the volleyball line. Uses the crossover, takes it in, kicks it, fips for the short jumper. Oh, and rebound taken by the Panthers on the fast break. They get it down to the little block. Tips as they try to bring it back out top. Stencil catches. Throws it into the corner. A three. Off the rim. No good. Another rebound for the Panthers. Shot up. No good. Chowning pulls it down. Tips. Shot fake. Tries to drive it in. They just take it away from him. Stencil. Oh, double dribble. Yeah.
Okay.
Took a while. That was a delayed whistle. So,
whew. I can understand missing one, but on a fast break.
Yeah. Liberty will bring it down the floor. Counting. Just under 5 minutes to go. 2-point ball game. Who's 22? Oh, Shelby Holt.
Shelby Holt.
Okay. Right here's when you want your best five on the floor. Chowning. Works to the left side, now brings it back out top. Skips it across. Here's a drive, shots up, no good, tips around, and it's going to be gathered up by Mountain Grove. Here's a three, it's up, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Mountain Grove. Boy, they are just killing the boards. Another shot, put up, no good. Rebound, Liberty, Ellis. The offensive is where it's really been tough for Liberty.
Yeah, because it's one and done down here. And down, you know, on the other end,
they're getting a lot of opportunity.
Three chances each possession.
Chowning. Now Mount Grove's kind of packing it in. Eight-footer up, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Panthers. They'll use that long outlet pass, get it down the floor. Stencil wide open for three, good. Panthers with the first lead of the game. So they tied it up. Rutledge with the jumper, that goes up, no good. And Mountain Grove blocks. Liberty catches a break. Oh, yeah, that was a three. They do have the lead.
Okay.
45-44, Mountain Grove, with their first lead of the game, comes at 3:22. Liberty on the baseline to bring it in. Phipps. They get it to Rutledge. Knocked way out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Grove. And again, see, I don't like that. Rutledge,
just
let it go.
Yeah, just pick it up.
If you could, don't.
Because there's no telling what the referees have seen.
Right.
From the angles that they have, just pick it up.
If you can get it, get it. Chowning brings it into Henry. Henry gives it right back to Chowning. Chowning, baseline runner is good. Liberty by one, 46-45. Mount Grove with the basketball. Stencil, top of the key. He's going to drive it in. Now kicks it out to the wing. Back out top, Stencil. Off to the left wing. Gets it down low, inside, up and in. Golden. They've got a go-to option right now with her.
They do.
47-46, Mountain Grove by one. Chowning works it to the right wing. Brings it back out top. Throws it inside. Two for Corey Lynn. She's got six.
Good pick and roll right there.
Stencil with the drive. Uh-oh, again. Guess who? Landry Golden.
Would you expect anything less at Grove?
No, 49-48. Mountain Grove with the lead. Liberty with the basketball. Phipps to Chowning. Under 2 minutes. Inside again. Up. Shot no good. Loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Mountain Grove. And Mountain Grove, I believe. No, he doesn't want a timeout. I thought
he was trying to get one before that.
Yeah.
Timeout was, or before the jump ball was called.
So Lynn comes out. Who checked in for Lynn?
Delaney Elliott.
Delaney Elliott, okay. 1:40 to go. 49-48, Mountain Grove. Panthers with the basketball. Drive up, no good. Rebound taken by Chowning. Chowning at the wing. Drives the baseline. Goes up. Blocking foul. And that's team foul number one. That's three on Stencil. .126 to go. Mountain Grove by one. Liberty going to bring it in on the baseline. They bring it out top to Phipps. Oh, Phipps throws one up. That's no good. Out of bounds. Again, I don't know if I'd have taken that shot, you know.
Kind of need some good possessions, some good looks here. You got 120 left, down one.
Eagles going to extend their defense. Panthers with the lead and the basketball. They're up by one, 49-48. Liberty's led all of the game until just here towards the end of the fourth. Panthers looking to add to their lead. Inside, oh, my goodness, just getting killed inside. But shot put up no good, and a push, and it'll be Liberty basketball.
Golden gets called for the push on the rebound there. Good fight for the rebound there by Ashlyn Henry.
Yeah, because Golden, man, she's been
killing us. She's killing us.
Under a minute to go. 50 seconds to be exact. 49-48, Mountain Grove. Challenging with the basketball. Looks for the drive. Nice feed off the glass. In and a foul. Big bucket for Ellett.
Good. Good drive there by Hadley. He was able to find Ellett. You know, the help defense came to the baseline.
Put score on the wrong side.
Score on the wrong side.
So it should be 50-49. Yeah, they're going to fix it here. Should be 50-49.
Yeah. Yeah. Liberty should be up one.
50-49.
Other way.
Yeah. There we go. 50-49. Chance for the old-fashioned three. Big bucket right here, man. And it's good.
Good stroke, Dwayne.
Now you need to stop in another bucket. Oh, loose basketball. Now Liberty on defense. Stencil. Timeout called by Coach Mallow. It's a good timeout. 32 seconds to go. We'll take 30 seconds. Come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. And Mountain Grove, Tyler, they're going to go to Landry Golden because she has been money. Liberty's not really had anybody that could defend her. And, you know.
Yeah, and even, you know, that's where they're going to be looking, but Liberty has to crash the boards.
Well, if
they
I
can't have any putbacks right
if
now.
I was Coach Smith, I would tell Ashlyn Henry, you stay on 21. You don't leave her. You face guard her the whole time. Oh, that's just two.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's on Chowning.
That's her fourth. That's her fourth. But yeah, the team foul. It's
team foul number one. Yeah. 26 seconds to go. 51-49. Liberty Panthers going to bring it in on the baseline. Know where Golden is. They get it to inside. Now they'll toss it out top. Driving, tipped, and Liberty comes up with the basket.
Oh, they said she was out of bounds.
Okay. 19 seconds to go. I thought Liberty got the takeaway.
We did. We got it.
She but now, if Liberty gets the takeaway, don't try to make any long pass. Don't try to just.
They're going to have to foul you.
Yeah. Panthers, they get it brought in. At the wing, here's a drive. Ah, stay right on her underneath. Drive to the. Baseline
got
up, no good. Liberty gets the rebound. And timeout called by Liberty. 7.9 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here on this timeout. 8 seconds.
Yeah, you got 8 seconds. Panthers has got three fouls, so they've got to give two. You know, you got to foul twice before Liberty has to shoot. So
now you got, see, for me, here's how I'm thinking. You got a couple options. This is girls basketball. Okay, whoever's got the best arm that could throw it, you know, and just kind of play football a little bit, run down the far end of the floor, because if you don't get it, if you turn it over, you just don't want it to go out of bounds.
Well, I mean, you've got 8 seconds, so if you can just get it in, they have to foul you.
Yeah, because you're not going to get a backcourt.
You're not going to get a backcourt.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Just get it in and just hang on.
Hold it.
You don't have to dribble. You don't have to do anything. You just have to catch it.
Yeah.
That's it. Catch it.
Catch it and just wait
and
for the
catch
foul.
Catch it and the contact is coming.
Yeah. Adley will inbound. And you don't want a 5-second violation. And they get it and they give it to Chowning. Chowning's going to be fouled. 5.6 seconds. Now, again, same thing. You don't have to, if you get it, you don't have to pass it. You don't have to do anything.
No, just catch it.
You're not
just catch it.
Yeah, you just got to get it inbound because you can't get a 5 second. You can't get a 10 second. They get it to Pitts. Pitts gets it to Chowning. And Liberty is going to win. How about that? 51-49. The Lady Liberty Eagles
knock it off the undefeated
Mountain Grove Panthers.
Liberty moves to 1-0 in SBA play.
It's a brand new season, and Liberty gets a huge and a road. This is on the road.
This is a season defining win, because this right here is kind of the turning point of what we had last year. This was when it started to turn, and it's looking good so far right now.
Well, hey, 1-0, like you said, you know, I mean, that's That's all you can ask for. So going through the scoring, 11, 12. For Mountain Grove, leading all scorers was Landry Golden. She had 21. Sadie Schober with 12. Stella Benson had 2. Riley Stenzel with 9. Rowan Kelly with 5. For Liberty, Jaylee Tharp with 2. And then, let's see,
which one?
Oh, Ellett.
Yeah, Ellett. Delaney.
Delaney had 3 points, and that was
probably the biggest 3 points of this ballgame.
Well, that's what gave the lead back.
Yep.
You know, Mount Grove had taken the lead. They were up by one. It was 49-48. And Liberty, that was really big. That was really big. And then Corey Lynn finishes with 6. Addie Rutledge, Corey Lynn was 6. Addie Rutledge with 11. Ella Phipps had 8. Hadley Chowning, 19. Ashlyn Henry with 2. 51-49, Liberty.
Big difference maker in this ball game, outside shooting. Mountain Grove goes 4 for 21.
Yeah.
You know, and we even talked about that. That was one of the kind of the what Coach Mallett was kind of hanging his hat on. Was,
yeah.
You know,
37%. Yeah, they've been.
But, you know, and it goes, you live and die by that three ball.
Yes.
And, I mean, the nights that three ball has fallen, anybody is hard to beat.
Yes.
But you take a night like tonight when their three ball, the Golden Girl offset their 3-point shooting very, very well.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she had a monster game. Was it 21?
21.
But, you know, 4 for 21. That hurts. That
yeah.
hurts as a Mountain Grove Panther. But Liberty goes 6 for 12 from the three line.
Well, and yeah, you know, I mean, again, you can't. This huge win, huge win. I mean, 13-0, 13 or 14-0.
Yep.
And Liberty now 500.
500.
And 1-0 in conference play. So a big, big win. 51-49. Tomorrow night, weather permitting, we've got Liberty boys basketball. Saturday, we got all kinds of basketball. And again, the Liberty shootout, those games, they'll be live streamed, and those games will air on KUKU 100.3.
Cool, cool.
All right. For Tyler, Ricky with the camera, Dylan back studio, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.